As we discussed in the previous shiur, there's a discussion how much to spend on a mitzvah. So we look in the Shulchan Aruch Aruch Hayim Siman Tov Resh Nun Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Kad Esrog Shiroi Lotus Boy, if somebody spent money on Esrog that you could be yoytz the mitzvah with, but Tzimtzum, Kigon Chu Kabeim with Tzimtzum, it's exactly the size of a Beya, Vakach Motzu Golmi Menor, and then he found a bigger one, Mitzvah Lahos Vat Shlish, Milgab B'dmei HaRishin, Kedei Lachlifa B'yoysono. V'yesh Mishayme, Shemoytze Beis Esrogim Liknoi, so you have two Esrogim, V'ech Hodem Chaveroi, and you have two Esrogim, you have a pick, which one to take, Yikach HaHodor, Emei Miyakonoi, so Yoysim Milshish, Milgab B'dmei Chaveroi. So Shulchan Aruch speaks about the din of Hidda Mitzvah, which we'll speak in the coming shiur about. However, now goes into the Shulchan Aruch. U'mishayim Lei Esrog, Oshar mitzvah iveris. If somebody doesn't have an esrog or any other mitzvah, that time is passing. Ein tzarich levaz b'zalah hoin rav. You don't have to spend a tremendous amount of money. K'maysh amru hamavazbiz al yivazbeis yoyse mechaymish. And as the Mishnah Berurah immediately points out, we know from our Gemara, as we discussed in the previous year, that you don't have to spend a third. That we already proved from our Gemara. But that's the most you don't have to spend. What's the minimum you do have to spend? So the Ramah says, you don't have to spend more than 20%. I feel a mitzvah averis, even if it's a mitzvah, that time is passing. Paskins the Mishnah Berurah. So a third we know you don't have to spend. 20% you don't have to spend. However, 10% you do have to spend. Just like by tzedakah, you have to spend 10%. So the Bir Halacha, as we quoted in our previous year, quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says you have to spend 20%. And as we said, the Beis Yosef says, I don't know where the Rabbeinu Yeruchim gets this shear from. So right away, the Eli Rabbi says, what's his problem? We know, as we just said, that by tzedakah, the shear is 10%. So here too, the shear is 20%. So the Bir Halacha explains, what was bothering the Beis Yosef is you can't bring a raya from tzedakah to mitzvahs. Because by tzedakah, even if there are, unfortunately, poor people who need tzedakah, there are other people who could give the tzedakah. However, when I have to do a mitzvah, and I have an obligation to do the mitzvah, so there, maybe I should have to spend even more. And that's what bothers the Beis Yosef. So as the Bir Halacha, as we said previously, says, the way to understand the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, is not that the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is saying that you shouldn't spend only 10%. What Rabbeinu Yeruchim means to say is 10% is what you must spend, but could be, he'll agree, you could spend more. The next Bir Halacha, Divrei HaMaskil, Afilu Mitzvah Veris, asks a question. He says, the Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Chof Tes teaches us, regarding opinion Aben, that even if somebody only has 5 Sloim, that's all he has, the Halacha is, he has to spend all the money to do Pinyan Aben. Similarly, he says, if somebody has to be oil regular on Yontif, he has to spend all the money he has to do the mitzvah lila regal. Asked Bir Halacha, we just proved from our Gemara that you don't have to spend, a third is certainly not the amount you have to spend the Gemara, spend on a mitzvah. So how come the Gemara says that if that's all you have, the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, spend it on a mitzvah? And moreover, he says, The Gemara says that Rav Gamliel spent 1,000 zuz to buy an esrig. What's pshat in that Gemara? So he says, the Gemara, that Rav Gamliel spent $1,000 on an esrig, pshat is as follows. The esrig wasn't worth 1,000 zuz. But he was in a boat. And there was no other esrig available. So since he was in a boat, so he's an oinus. And maybe he shouldn't have to spend the money on the esrig. Kamash Malon, that because of the chivuv hamitzvah, he ready was spent, ready to spend that much money. But that was the value. So in other words, it's when that's the value of the mitzvah, still you could be considered an oinus. Tells us the Gemara that Rav Gamliel didn't want to rely on being an oinus. But how do we understand the Gemara in Masechta Kedushin that you're supposed to spend all the money you have to buy to do Pinyan HaBen or to do a Lila Regal? So the Ravid has a very interesting pshat. It's the Ravid that very much the same Ravid that we spoke about in the previous year. He says that the halacha, why did Chazal not want us to spend so much money on a mitzvah? He says that the reason Chazal didn't want us to spend that much money on a mitzvah is because Chazal didn't want us to end up being poor by fulfilling mitzvahs. So he explains, this individual who only has 5 shloim anyway is going to rely on tzedakah. He doesn't have enough to live on. And therefore, since he doesn't have enough to live on, he's going to take tzedakah, so he might as well use whatever he has in order to fulfill a mitzvah. Rav Shlomo Hyman has a different mahalach. His mahalach is, regarding Pinyan HaBen, the Pinyan HaBen is not just a mitzvah. Pinyan HaBen is a choiv. It's a financial obligation. So even though we're having a discussion how much you need to spend on a mitzvah, that's a discussion how much you need to spend on a mitzvah. But everybody agrees that if you have an obligation, you owe somebody money, you have to pay back. That's considered an obligation. So ask Rav Shlomo, a financial obligation like any debt. Ask Rav Shlomo Hyman himself. So that, we've explained very well the mitzvah of Pinyan HaBen. But how are we going to explain the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? So he says, a very interesting teretz. He says, the 5 shloim weren't for traveling for wherever he lived. Isn't for traveling for wherever you live to Yerushalayim. The 5 shloim is that the main mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is every Jew has a financial obligation, as a chayiv, to bring kabbonis. And the money that was spent was for the carbon. And the carbon is that he has a choiv to give a car, to pay, to bring a carbon, and that's how much he should give. The Chelkas Yaakov says an interesting pshat. He says that when is there a halacha that there's only this much of your what you own that you have to give for a mitzvah? That's when a mitzvah doesn't have a set price. But when a mitzvah has a set price, like Pinyan HaBen, it's chomis shloim. When a mitzvah has a set price, all of these halachas don't apply. And we're probably going to have to explain that the same will be the halacha regarding the din of Aliyah L'Regel, that there was a set price for the kabbonis, and therefore these halachas that we're talking about don't apply. The Chazon Ish has a different approach. He says that a person is supposed to put away money as he earns money to have money for tzedakah, to have money to fulfill mitzvahs. What happens if the person didn't do what he was supposed to do? He, as we're saying now, he's supposed to put away money to fulfill mitzvahs, And he didn't do what he was supposed to do, and he didn't put away money to fulfill mitzvahs. And now he doesn't have money. Then you don't have an excuse, well, I don't have money to do the mitzvah. So he says, that's pshat in this Gemara, in the Gemara Masechet Kedushin. We're talking about a person who had money at one time, but he spent it on his own needs. And now he needs to have money for mitzvah he doesn't have. So that's not an excuse. The Bir Halacha continues and says, he quotes Yerushalmi, that a person doesn't have to go collect money in order to buy tefillin. So he asks that the Gemara says that for Ner Chanukah, for Dal Kaisis, you have to even collect stock in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So the question is obvious. Ner Chanukah, Dalet Kaisis are only mitzvahs to Rabbonim. Yet, the Gemara says that the halacha is you have to go collect tzedakah to fulfill this mitzvah. Tefillin, it's a mitzvah seder raisa. So shouldn't you really, certainly have to spend money to fulfill those mitzvahs? So the Bir Halacha says that the Yerushalmi has a very interesting approach. He says, the Yerushalmi says that there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah in actually preparing the mitzvah, building a sukkah, making tefillin. That's a mitzvah in itself. And then there's a mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, a mitzvah of wearing tefillin. So he said, and he brings a raya that that's the opinion of the Yerushalmi. So he says, now we could understand. When the Yerushalmi says you don't have to collect money to fulfill a mitzvah, what the Yerushalmi means for the aspect of doing the mitzvah, building the sukkah, making the tefillin, but certainly for the mitzvah of actually fulfilling the mitzvah, tefillin is no worse, says the Bir Halacha, than any other mitzvah. And of course, if somebody can't fulfill the mitzvah unless he has to collect tzedakah, so be it. The Ramah in Siman Tef Resh Nun Vav continues. The Dafka mitzvah to say, this halacha that was saying that a person has to spend how much he's supposed to spend, there's limits how much you need to spend, is only by mitzvah to say. Av lois to say, if in order to avoid being over mitzvah lois to say, yitain koma minor kodim shiyav, a person should give away everything he has in order not to violate a mitzvah lois to say. Even, says the Mishnah Berurah, if he'll end up being a pauper and needing to collect tzedakah. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, not only is this said on a lois asei, which involves a chiv karis, but even any lois asei, a person is supposed to give up all of his money in order to fulfill a mitzvah. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and we know many people who live this way, that if a person can't get a job unless it involves Chil Shabbos, he shouldn't take a job. You have no right to be over any mitzvah lois to say, no matter what the financial repercussions are. So the Mefarshim asks a question. We just learned in the Ramah that the lois to say is more significant than assay. By lois to say, money is not taken into consideration. By mitzvah assay, finances are taken into consideration. Ask the Yavetz. We all know the halacha is that assay doicha lois assay. So isn't that a raya that a mitzvah assay is more than a mitzvah lois assay? Yet here we see just the opposite. Explains the Meretz Chayis. When it comes to do a mitzvah, of course doing a mitzvah is better than just not doing a lois asei. And the explanation is very simple. Mitzvah lois asei means I didn't do something. Mitzvah asei means that I exerted myself to do a mitzvah. The Ramban explains The mitzvah to say represents a havas Hashem. Mitzvah lois to say represents yiras Hashem. And we know that a havas Hashem is greater than yiras Hashem. However, here we're talking about, so what makes the mitzvah to say greater than the mitzvah lois to say? The fact that the mitzvah to say involves doing something. Here, when somebody is going to violate the mitzvah lois to say because of financial reasons, it means he's going to do something. And we're saying that doing something is always more significant. And therefore, here, a mitzvah lois to say is just like a mitzvah to say. And not only is it like a mitzvah lois to say, rather, it's even a lois to say is even more important than lois. A mitzvah lois to say is to be taken more seriously than a mitzvah to say. The Bach in Simon Tofresh involved that we're learning asks a question. He says, here we're learning that a person is supposed to spend all the money that he has in order not to violate a mitzvah lois to say. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalet, the Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Pei Beis, says we say in Krishma, B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Moedecha. And the Gemara asks, Im Nem B'chol Nafshecha Lama Nem B'chol Moedecha. Says the Gemara, you'll have a person, Mishim Emayna Chavol of Megufoy, you'll have a person that cares for his money more than he cares about himself. So, L'chay Nem B'chol Moedecha. Now, says the Bach, where is there halacha b'chol nafshecha? He says the halacha b'chol nafshecha says only on the three averes chamurus: gil arayis shvichas tamim, gil arayis shvichas tamim, and arayis. So it seems that b'chol moitcha is only by those three averes. By all other averes, there is no din that you have to give away all your money. Because if the halacha is, as we're learning, that by all averus you have to give away all your money, so what's the Gemara's question of b'chol moedcha? So says the Marival, based on this Gemara, that indeed, this halacha, that you have to be ready to give up, not like the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, this halacha that you have to be ready to give up all your money in order not to violate an avera is only by the gimel averas chamuras. As we said, most rishonim and achronim don't pass them that way. And most rishonim and achronim are of the opinion that by all averas, a person has to be ready to give up all his money in order not to violate an avera.